Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Let's talk body language. So we were at the Kruger, and I definitely found that my wife's approach to screaming in a high-pitched scream when the baboons came to take the food and huddling in a corner definitely didn't help to chase those baboons away. But when I stepped out, spread out my arms and let off a mighty roar, look, I'm no hero, hey, it's only because I had the door right behind me. I would have left her on that balcony in a second had those baboons come there. It would have been each man for themselves. So I don't want to paint a picture that really didn't exist. I'm certainly no hero, but I managed to scare them away. Do animals also responded to body language? Tanya Steyn, Chief Executive Officer at Art of People. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm well, thank you. And you?
Excellent, thank you. So does body language extend to animals as well? I know that's actually not our topic, but does body language extend to animals as well?
100%. Exactly. As you were describing, I saw exactly what you were doing with your body language. You were making yourself bigger.
Right.
And animals, if you think of monkeys and baboons, the big alpha male, he makes himself very big, especially threatening. So the fact that you made yourself bigger and open and just standing taller showed them that you're an alpha. They're not going to mess with you.
Yeah, it was so true. Even though, had they really known, I was a quivering, gibbering coward inside.
Your body language treats them. You see, that's what's so amazing with body language. You can actually use it to help you. So you actually displayed an alpha pose, what we call.
Right.
Yeah.
And I did notice that the game rangers also look at the animals and say, you know, we actually watched a very interesting scene where some lions were stalking and chasing a giraffe, and the game ranger knew that this was going to go nowhere because the lions had eaten, they were a little bit full, they were a bit complacent almost in the way they were moving, so he could tell that this wasn't going to end in a kill or anything like that because he was watching the behavior of the lion.
100%. I do read their body language. There's a I think he's an elephant trainer, it can swallow. And he can literally, I actually want to get together with him sometime and see how he reads these elephants' body language to know exactly what they're going to do. It's really our intuition, really, and our brain picking up what's happening, connecting with their brain. So there's definitely, animals can sense body language, and if we are aware, we can read theirs.
Absolutely fascinating. Before we talk about assessing people's personality through body language, Anton L's other part of his message said the dark chocolate coated orange peel, dark chocolate coated ginger is his favorite. I absolutely love that stuff as well.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about that. I think my younger friends tell me and my kids tell me it's an older person thing. Ginger and chocolate and orange peel and chocolate.
I love dark chocolate.
Me too.
Anything with a nut and a chocolate.
Absolutely. You absolutely can't go wrong. All right. Let's talk about personalities. How can you tell somebody's personality through their body language?
So I actually thought about this last night. And from my experience and my opinion, you actually can't tell personality from body language. Because as I understand body language is an external reflection of an internal emotion. So body language shows feeling. It doesn't really quite show personality. Mm. I'll give you an example. I had a client that I was training, a seven-week course, and one lady, her name is Sandra, and she was, the rest of the people thought she was very aloof and unapproachable.
Right.
Because as I assessed her, I realized she's lifting her chin a little bit too high, so she looked aloof. But when you really understand body language, instead of her being this extroverted, aloof person, she wasn't. She was actually very insecure and trying to hide. So it's very hard to read body language and say, ah, that personality is an extrovert. Because that person is wearing a mask. They're trying to hide their inner feelings. So when you really look closely at body language, you actually start to see the real person.
Right. And it's also interesting because there are, I mean, it sounds, it's probably not something I should be saying this time of the morning, but there are people with what they call a resting bitch face. So,
100%.
So where they actually look like they have this miserable scowl, but actually that's not who they are.
And you know, once we worked with Sandra, the other ladies realized she's actually the warmest, kindest person. All the insecurities that's projecting. You know, when you lift your chin up a little bit, I think of men that want to fight in a bar. They do this chin jab. You know, they say, like, come, let's fight, you know. So when you lift your chin up a little bit too high, it's a sign of aggression. So the brain of the other person picks this up, and they sort of back away from you because you look aggressive. So once I taught her just to drop her chin a little bit, her whole demeanor changed. The way people approached her changed. You know, so it's just a simple example. Look, there's the big five-factor personality traits that I teach people as well, which is awesome. It's the only personality tests that were tested in science. You know, there's solid, concrete scientific proof about this. And, you know, we all have all these five traits. Just some of us are higher on the traits and some of us are lower.
What are some of those traits?
So I'm going to tell you, there's five of them. The acronym is OCEAN.
OCEAN.
You want to remember that. Uh-huh. So there's openness.
Right.
Conscientiousness,
mm-hmm.
extroversion,
mm-hmm.
agreeableness, and neuroticism. So if you think of somebody who's high, all humans have
we make up all of those, right?
Yes. So if you want to think of someone who's high in agreeableness, because we can either fall high or low on that scale, and that's what's nice about this personality trait. You know, you can sort of fit in somewhere or you can fall in the middle. So somebody who's high in agreeableness, they're accepting and they're compassionate. They cooperate very easily. They're trusting and they're compliant. So we all know people like that. The agreeableness on the low side, those are the people that are analytical. They're sort of detached. They're always suspicious of everything you tell them. You know, and they're very direct. People don't really like them very much. You know, so personality is fascinating, but you know, I don't think personality, for example, there's the seven micro-expressions that Dr. Paul Ekman discovered. And he's the father of micro-expressions.
Right.
So micro-expression is an expression that happens very fast when we feel an emotion. And it's universal. Every single person on earth shows this emotion. You know, so how do you tell?
And those are the hardest thing. And those are the hardest things to hide, the micro-expressions.
Yeah, exactly. You cannot hide that at all because it happens involuntarily.
Right.
So, you know, you need to know what to look for.
Right. And also, I guess that our body language reflects our feelings and emotions very often.
100%.
Not necessarily personality. In other words, it's more reflective of where we are at that particular moment than who we are as people. Would you
exactly.
agree with that statement?
100% exactly. Body language is about feelings and emotions. You know, if we're anxious, your body will display it, and you're not even aware that it's actually happening. You know, so if I look at somebody, I can immediately see, look, I've been doing this for quite some time, so it's easy for me to see. I can see that person is actually anxious. That person is actually this. But I have four laws of human behavior that I try and keep the back of my mind every time I look at someone or I get into contact with someone new. Do you want me to share you with these four laws?
Yes, please.
It's really simple. So, number one, every human on this planet is suffering and insecure. We all have something that we are suffering about or insecure, no matter who you are. So when you meet someone and you think, every human is suffering, insecure, you don't judge them because you understand. The second one is every human wears a mask. We all wear masks every day.
Right.
Number three, every human pretends they don't wear a mask. Because who wants to walk around saying, I'm wearing a mask?
Right.
It's like me and you chatting today. I have a mask on to sound professional and to, like, I know my subject. We all wear masks. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just understanding. Dr. Phil said a quote that social media has made us. We look at someone in social media and then we judge ourselves on someone else's social mask.
Right.
Because they're putting on a mask on social media. And then we feel insecure because look at their wonderful life. So we're judging ourselves against their social mask. You know,
so
it just sort of made everything real for me. All right, number four, every adult, and that's every adult, is a product of childhood suffering and reward. You know, and if you see people like that, you see that guy who pushes in front of you, there's a real a-hole, if I'm allowed to say that. And you, when I look at him now, I think, you know what? He suffered in his childhood. He's made himself into this obnoxious person to protect himself.
That is interesting. That is, you know, very, very interesting.
It's just looking at people, because humans are fascinating.
Absolutely right, and that is unfortunately all we have time for. It's about to go 7:30. I'm Howard Feldman. That was Tanya Stan. She's Chief Executive Officer at Art of the People, talking about personality and body language. Body language being more reflective of an emotion and a response to an experience, perhaps, than personality itself.